Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Ben, and also
Vince.
Vince, that's the second. Yeah,
show.
That's the other one. Show. Also show. And there's like four words that I had to get out there, and I got like one of them.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. That's why Eric Heisen pays you the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not because you have, you know, incriminating photos of him or anything.
No. I mean, if it was because of that, you know, I would probably have to remind him, you know, that I still have those photos. But since it's not that, I don't have to say anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's going on this afternoon?
I don't know why you would say it's afternoon necessarily.
What's going on this 3:47 p.m. on March 18th, 2012 afternoon? Yeah.
Dude, so remember last time I was talking about that, like, TA... Who was in my class, and I was like, oh, he's probably gay or whatever, because he went to Caltech.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he's not gay.
Why, did he, like, sleep with you or something?
No, that would make him gay.
Oh, okay, right. So what makes you so sure?
No reason in particular. I mean, I just... You know, I just get that impression.
Okay. Your anti-gay dar is going off.
You mean like straight dar?
Yeah. Your Amanda sense.
Wait, did I have that? No. Katowski had that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I really didn't know why he just didn't call it a mandar.
No. Because... A mandar doesn't tingle.
Right.
My Amanda sense is tingling. That's what he would say.
Yes, that's what he would say.
It was, like, ridiculous, though. Like, yeah. He really could sense whenever she was in the area.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of Amanda, that is a person that I forgot all about.
Yeah, I mean, I probably didn't think of her until right now.
Where does she go to school? Spain?
Yeah, probably. You know, in Spain, they do things like this. I don't know if you knew that. Because, you know, when I was in Spain...
She probably just likes Spain so much because, you know, there's So many other Hispanic people over there.
Yeah, so many other Hispanic people over there.
Yeah, just like her.
Yeah, just like her.
Amanda Liebricht.
Yeah. If you want to know her social security number, I got it right here, by the
What?
You know, just like, let's put it out there on the
Dude, I don't care.
internet.
I think we've established that I don't care. I'll talk about anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure she shops at enormashop.com, so I think she already got identity thieved,
You
thefted.
looking for enormoushop.com?
As time went on, those got more and more like unrelated.
Yeah, enormousshoe.com?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why would you be searching for that? P and E are not even next to each other on the keyboard.
Yeah, they are. They're in the same row.
You're right. Yeah.
Dude, so, did you read Spider-Man lately?
Did I? I
Dude.
mean, I don't know if read is the correct term. More like, be bored to death by.
No, are you serious? Big Time has a clock gun.
Yeah, a clock gun.
Spider-Man's
He
like, oh my god, an arrow, what am I going to do?
Dude, he can't even defeat a brick,
I
you
didn't
know?
see that coming. Never
Right.
before has a criminal brandished a gun against me.
Right, exactly. Or like. Yeah, doesn't he have some sort of sense to warn him about that kind of stuff?
You mean like an Amanda sense?
more of a, I don't know, like a tarantula sense, arachnid sense, I don't know, butterfly sense.
Oh, like a the butterfly effect?
No, like the number 23.
I was swimming through the channels and that movie came on,
Oh God.
and I didn't see like any of the context, but it was just he's like in the car with some girl and some other person, and like
Okay.
they're just talking about it. They're like, "But you can't let 23 ruin your life." I'm like, but don't you understand? 23 is everywhere. Like, I don't remember what the specifics were, but I just
Yeah.
cracked up. And like, I tried to
Yeah.
find it on YouTube. There's no clips
Yeah,
of it.
they've all been taken down for like, ruining people's lives.
Yeah. This isn't The Ring.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, think about if The Ring took place like on YouTube,
Oh yeah.
it would have like 5 million hits within 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude, was that a VHS tape, The Ring?
I think so.
Holy shit, how long ago did that movie come out?
I don't know, like last week.
We need to remake The Ring. It's been too
Yeah.
long. There's so many technical
Yes.
out what's the word?
Obsolescence.
What?
Obsolescence.
Obsolescence. I'll go with that.
Obsolescence.
There's so many technical obsolescence in that movie. We gotta make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's we'll update it.
Yeah.
For YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll put the whole movie on YouTube. And people are like, oh my God, should I watch it?
Yeah, exactly. And right,
Yeah.
it would be the smash hit of the summer, or whatever it comes out.
When does it come out? Oh, right.
This winter solstice.
Have you seen Saw 5?
Solve?
Yeah, Saw.
No, I didn't solve.
About Saw 6?
Does that exist yet? I mean,
No.
I know it exists, like, in theory, but I don't think it's been made yet.
No, probably not. But
Sawvy.
I didn't see it. Did a bunch of people go see it? I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, I mean like, I know what's going on, but like one day it's just like, oh, guess what? Tonight at 8 o'clock on all the major networks, instead of showing TV, We're gonna show a 30-minute infomercial about Barack Obama.
I wasn't aware of that.
I mean, yeah, exactly, but it happened
When?
right now.
Right now?
I
I'm
mean,
not like.
it was in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was sometime in the past.
Yeah.
But if at that time you had turned on the TV, if
Yeah.
you were watching CBS, NBC, or Fox, you would see a 30-minute Barack Obama commercial.
What about ABC?
They showed Pushing Daisies.
I don't know. I think Barack Obama is more likable than the characters on that
Yeah, I'm totally gonna vote for Pushing Daisies.
show.
Isn't
Yeah.
that show about John McCain? Get it? He's
Exactly.
old.
Oh, I thought it was because he was like a gardener.
What the hell is that show about? I have no idea.
Don't know. I don't watch it.
Have there been new Scrubs episodes?
I don't know. You know what's happening tomorrow, and by tomorrow I mean tomorrow from Wednesday, October 29th.
What's so special about Wednesday, October 29th?
The day after Wednesday, October 29th, is the day that 30 Rock premieres.
Yeah, I saw that one. It was funny.
Oh yeah, apparently it's already online or something.
I mean, I saw a sneak preview.
Oh right, okay.
But then I watched it on TV.
Yeah, okay. I agree, it was funny.
Or maybe I will watch it on TV. Oh my God!
What? What happened?
Let's go to break.
All right, we'll be back.
I start every game intent on a no-hitter. When they get a hit, then I try for a one-hit shutout. Hi, this is Lon Solomon, pastor of McLean Bible Church, and these words were spoken by legendary pitcher Warren Spahn of the Milwaukee Braves, who won more games than any other left-handed pitcher in baseball history. You know, striving for perfection like Warren Spahn in all that we do is a noble trait. The problem, of course, is that perfection is unattainable, not just in baseball, but also in life. And friends, this explains why Jesus Christ came to earth, why he died on the cross, and why he rose from the dead. He did it to provide an alternate way for imperfect people like you and me to get eternal life and get into heaven. Not a sermon, just a thought. Yeah. I'm glad it got you to calm down. Don't know, you were freaking out at the end of the last segment.
What?
If you say so.
Oh, okay. So I have a question. You know, like, print newspapers aren't doing that well, right? Right. So, are J. Jonah Jameson's editorials against Spider-Man still selling the Daily Bugle? Because, I mean, I gotta say, there's not much against which to editorialize, you know? It's not like he's done anything, you know?
I mean, yeah, you know, what does he do? He sits around and watches TV and then falls asleep.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really, there's not much material there, you know?
I don't know, like, that's a lot to editorialize, and we're editorializing it right now.
That's true, I mean, I guess we could...
You're editorializing it.
Ah, yes. I guess he could criticize his lack of action against the crime in the city, but is there even crime in the city anymore? I don't even know. Right now it just looks like people are trying to steal clocks.
I mean, there's always crime in the city when there's always, like, a mugging.
Right.
Whenever Spider-Man is trying to go somewhere else.
Right. He's always like, damn it, I have to stop this mugging now.
My crack call worked. Time to buy some crack.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, it's a little depressing how much Spider-Man sucks these days. But, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, I don't think it's even that depressing that, like, the comic strip sucks. I think it's just...
Well, sure. What?
You know, Peter Parker's life is kind of depressing.
Yeah, I guess.
He does what, like, you know, 85-year-olds do. Sit around and watch TV.
Yeah. And then fall asleep.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I guess he did take...
Explains a lot. That's probably what Stan Lee does.
Yeah, probably. He is about 85.
Oh. It all makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. Stan Lee is Spider-Man.
I gotta call J. Jonah Jameson. Holy penis, what a scoop!
Exactly.
This just in. Peter Parker's real... Spider-Man's real identity rhymes with Peter Plarker.
Parker, get in here! Jonah, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Jonah, Parker's leaving at the front door right now. You should go to the window and wave to him.
Yeah.
What? And turn my head all the way around? What a waste of money. Help me light this poop I found.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Yeah.
Have you ever tried, like, shooting something using your left hand?
Shooting something?
Yeah. Like with a gun.
Like a clock gun?
Yeah.
Well, I've never even owned a clock gun, so
it's pretty cool that the hands shoot out at you.
Oh, wow. Spider-Man. But then how do you tell the time later?
You just steal another clock.
What? Like, what kind of clock? What if you steal a grandfather clock? Are you supposed to wear that on your wrist?
I never said it was a watch gun.
Oh, yeah. I guess I just assumed. So, like, is there such thing as a clock bazooka?
I don't know.
What about a flamethrower that shoots chocolate $100 bills?
That doesn't seem like it would work.
It would work. It would totally work.
No. I don't believe you.
you got me. It wouldn't actually work. How did you...
Coming to the party?
Yeah, I'm coming, Vince. I'm gonna come there. What are you going as? You don't have an idea yet, do you? You haven't actually come up with your costume.
I'm going as a William Henry Harrison.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. Are you a terrorist?
Being ignorant of American history makes me a terrorist.
Yes.
If so, then, bring on the next 9/11 because American history is like the most boring thing ever. Also, yeah, you're welcome, FBI.
No, American history isn't boring.
Are you kidding me? It's like the most boring history ever, and that is saying a lot.
Remember that class, US history?
Yeah, that sucked. That was
It was
terrible.
awesome.
I mean, it was awesome because Ms. Thomas was teaching it.
Whatever, man. American history is awesome.
Look, 20th century American history is sort of awesome, but anything before that is just completely not interesting.
Not even then. First of all, we fought the British. We beat them twice. All right.
Well, we sort of had help from the French the second time.
I don't need your fucking comments. All right. French don't help us. We help the French.
Okay. I mean, but we did
And
it
then a
so
bunch of other
boringly.
crazy. What's so boring about it?
Have you ever read about it?
No, I don't read. Things.
Don't read books. Books read you.
Exactly. No, that's the other thing that happened in my physics presentation. The
Yeah.
TA was like, does anyone know how to solve this problem? And he's like, yeah, or no, he was like, yeah, here's how you solve this problem. You have to take like all these derivatives and like it's really complex. You want to explicitly do it. You have to, solve all the whatever, whatever. And then
Yeah.
somebody in the class is like, oh, can't you just like take the Lagrangian and do it in spherical coordinates or whatever? And like, and then he was like, okay, so you could look something up in a book, or you could just take all these derivatives. Like, thought that
What?
was pretty funny.
Yeah. I guess he didn't appreciate that comment.
No, he appreciated it. But like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
So
I don't know, man.
I had this or I have this teacher for one of my CS classes, and he
CS
sort
classes, you're gonna have to elaborate, man. I don't understand your acronyms.
my jargon.
Yeah. Your
Yeah.
street lingo.
Right. So I had this teacher for one of my computer science classes, and he like reminded me of somebody, but I couldn't tell who.
Oh,
And then
was it Dr. Wilson from House?
no, I don't even know who that is.
Dude, Mr. Prangy, the AP Chem teacher,
Yeah.
is exactly Dr. Wilson from House.
Okay.
Like, they're the same person, I swear.
Anyway, I figured it out today. He reminds me of a 70-year-old Matt McCutcheon. Mean, like he like his voice. Like his voice isn't that similar, but just like his mannerisms, like the way, sort of the way his voice sounds. I don't know.
Was about
And
to say his mannerisms.
yes, his aneurysms.
No, his mannerisms.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds pretty macho.
Mancers.
Yeah.
Which
Which animal
animal
farts
farts the most?
It's
It's
termite.
termites. Termites fart the most. Alright, we're out of time.
And on that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Just kidding, we got 10 seconds left. All right, now we're out of time.
Whatever.